We're up to Simon Reish Ches, Sif Tes Zion. The Mechaber says, Shasa Yain Umayim. If one drank wine and water, and the Mishnah Berurah says, this is really referring to any drinks besides water, even if they are very chashav, Ein lo levarich al amayim barin afashos. One should not recite a barin afashos on the drink. Shabirkas Yain Potartan, because the Bracha Mein Shalosh on the wine which you drank covers the drinks which normally get a Bori Nefashos. The Mishnah Berurah says that this must be talking about one of two cases. Either you were koveya yourself on the wine, meaning you said, I'm having a Suda of Yayin now, then it covers any drinks that you have, even if they're not in front of you, or it must be talking about a case where the other drinks were in front of you at the time, then the wine does cover it, and you wouldn't need to make a Bori Nefashos. But if you were not koveya on the wine, and there were no drinks in front of you at the time, then you would need to make a Bori Nefashos on the drinks which you ended up drinking afterwards. In the Shaar HaTzion, the Mishnah Berurah points out that really there are some who are lenient, even if you just had in mind that you were going to drink those other drinks when you made the bracha on the wine, that might cover it as well, but others disagree, so one should try and avoid this situation. The Mishnah Berurah also says that even if you only drink one cup of wine, that will cover the other drinks which you drink, and you won't need to make a Bori Nefashos. However, it must be that you drank at least a revius of wine, because if you only drink a Malo Lugmav, then even though there are some who say that that will cover the other drinks for a Bracha Rishona, it will not work to cover the Bracha Achrona, you would need to make a Bori Nefashos on the other drinks. So therefore, one should be sure, if they're having wine and other drinks, a Kiddush or something like that, they're making Kiddush, they're having some wine, they should be sure to drink at least a revius of the wine in order to get out of any shilas, whether they need to make a Bori Nefashos on the other drinks which they drink. The Mishnah Berurah said, the Mechaber finishes off, Kshem Sheh Bracha Rishona Yayin Poter Kol Minei Mashkim, just as we find that HaGafen covers all other drinks which you are going to drink, so too, the HaGafen covers all other drinks which you drink. So therefore, if one is making Kiddush on Shabbos morning, and they end up having other drinks besides just the wine, so they wouldn't need to make a Shahakal on the other drinks, and they wouldn't need to make a Barna Fashos on the drinks. We should note, as we noted earlier, that the Rav Yashav and others say that this is only true regarding wine, but not grape juice. They suggest that grape juice, while you might make a hagafen on it, it does not have all the qualities of halachic qualities of wine, and therefore you would not necessarily be able to cover all the other drinks with the al hagafen on the grape juice. So one should ask a shayla if they run into this situation, if they have grape juice or kiddush, and then they have other drinks, what they should do regarding the Bori Nefashos. There are many who say that one doesn't have to recite a Bori Nefashos because the Bori Pri HaGafen and the HaGafen cover the other drinks, but Rav Yashav and others say that no, this only applies to wine, so one should ask a shayla. Siv Yad Zayin, Birkas Shalosh, Ina Poteres Me'in Shalosh. The benching does not cover the bracha of al amichya or al gefen, etc. Shem achal daisa in virkas amazon potarto. If you eat daisa, this type of mazonos from the five grains, if you eat this and you benched, it does not cover it. Even b'di'evet, you would need to make a new bracha achron of al amichya. Avu b'yayin virkas shalsha potarto. But benching does cover wine. Shem berach al yayin virkas amazon b'mkom al gefen yatsa b'di'evet. If you benched on wine instead of saying al hagefen, that does cover it. The Mishnah Berurah says that we must be talking about a situation where you're not drinking it, you're not doing it, eating the daisa during a suda, because if you're eating the daisa during the suda, then obviously benching covers it. And we've pointed out before that our sudas extend all the way until we're done, even dessert, etc. We don't really have the concept of being moshech our hands from the pas that we said, okay, we're done eating now, and now we're going to have dessert. Rather, dessert is usually included as part of the meal. Nowadays, it's accepted, and therefore, shalom b'toch ha-suda must mean that you accidentally benched instead of making whatever bracha you were supposed to make at the random time that you were having this daisa. And the Mishnah Berurah also points out that lahalacha, the majority of Achronim disagree with the Mechaber, and they say that b'di'evet, if you benched on daisa or any one of something which is mazonos, which is zayin, which is filling, then you would be yotze, you would not need to make a new bracha achrona, and for sure, pasuv b'kisnin, if you benched on it, then for sure, you would not need to make a new bracha achrona on that.